For 2014, the National Retail Federation says there's a 12% increase in spending, while Huntington Bank's yearly backpack index shows an 11% jump in school supply costs. Part of the reason for that is that school districts are trying to work with limited funding, passing on the cost to families who may need to shell out more for paper, cleaning supplies, and markers, among others. And Penny Hawk says for low-income families, it's especially tight, given the growing presence of technology in the classroom.
Things that are high-tech cost more than the basic pencil and paper and crayons.
Hawk is with the nonprofit group Kids in Need Foundation. She says gadgets like scientific calculators and similar devices can really hurt a family's budget. Last year, her foundation distributed $70 million worth of donated school supplies nationally, with more than $3 million going to kids in Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Dayton.
It's one of the barriers that kids find themselves against, through no fault of their own, of course, but when they get to school, they don't have the supplies they need to fully participate in the classroom experiences.
Twinsburg mom Kelly Swanson says she's fortunate to make enough money as a preschool teacher and nanny to support her ninth grade son's education. But she still says it takes shrewd shopping to shoulder the expense, which includes that scientific calculator that goes for up to $150. Swanson says dealing with the school shopping frenzy everywhere is costly enough.
Just the not knowing what I have to buy at this point and probably having to go to maybe your Office Max or more expensive places versus a dollar store or a Walmart because they're running out of everything is the frustration that I'm having right now.
Swanson says her son will not lose that calculator, by the way. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Brian Bull.